Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Sullivan back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 15 years. He's been hanging out with us. We knew him when he was the advocate for the Small Business Administration. He was your advocate over there at the SBA, and he's now Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And he's a longtime friend. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. And just for the record, I'm still your advocate.
Yeah, I know it. You still are. Hey, Tom. You're right there at ground zero on what's going on in Congress with some of the brand. I mean, you just were off the air with giving me some brand new stuff that I didn't know about. And I thought I was plugged in. I was plugged in through yesterday morning, but you got some stuff from last night. What's the news? What's Congress working on these days that would be of interest to small business?
Well, sure. I think probably the most exciting development has been the Senate passage of a bank regulatory relief package
right. That
will free up the hands of Main Street community banks to actually do what they do best, and that is to make loans to small business.
It fixes Dodd-Frank, doesn't it, to some degree?
Yeah, does it fix it completely? No. But it's certainly a step in the right direction. And anything that unshackles community banks' hands to lend to small business is a good thing.
Well, what it does is it addresses the issue that never should have been in there to start with. I mean, the idea that a community bank should be dealt with in the same regulatory way as a Wall Street bank is preposterous. And in my opinion, the people who wrote that should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, it's like they're admitting to the world that they don't know how things work.
Well, I know, and I think you've heard the expression before, is that, you know, killing a gnat with a shotgun doesn't work. And that's really what happened with Dodd-Frank, is that Congress had good intentions to make sure that a financial crisis doesn't happen again. But they ended up trying to kill a gnat with a shotgun, and in result, community banks got peppered with the shotgun pellets.
Right. That's right.
So this legislation coming out of the Senate, we hope the House will take it up very shortly, will actually unleash some of the lending power of community banks to small business. And
Tom, I actually know a community bank that the investors basically I don't think they lost their money, but they were not able to maximize all the risk and the work that they put into their bank. They wound up being absorbed because they could not deal with all the Dodd-Frank stuff, and all the hard work and investment that they put into it just kind of went it fizzled out, and for one reason and one reason only, and it was because of the abuses of Dodd-Frank against small business, small banks.
So hopefully we're going to turn in the right direction. We've also got some great news about how small businesses are reacting to tax reform as well. Certainly as we approach tax season right now, that's something that's front and center on small businesses' minds.
Yep, and you probably remember how indignant I am about the new tax law and how unfair I think it is to small business. My question is, I heard a senator in the last week or so say, maybe it was this week, I think, say that they're going to take another run at it and they were going to try to fix some of the discrepancies for the pass-throughs. Now, he wasn't specific. Do you know anything about what those are? I can think of a handful of things that I would like to recommend that they fix, but do you know of anything?
I do. There's been some discussion about making some of the tax cuts that were designed specifically to help small business permanent. As you know, some of them phase out, and small businesses do not like dealing with uncertainty. Right. We're very pleased with the tax cuts that will lower rates for tax year 2018.
Right.
But movement that will allow for those cuts to be permanent are certainly a step in the right direction. And we've got some great
because right now they're set to sunset at the end of 2025.
Yep, and so there's some movement in Congress right now that will make those permanent. And we've got some great survey information from small businesses about tax reform. I'd love to share that with
you. And let's do that when we come back. But I have one more question about this fix that they're working on. And I'll ask Tom about that after the break. It has to do with the exceptions, with the qualification for those deductions and the tendency of Congress, of our government, to pick winners and losers. It's 2012. Right back with our good friend Tom Sullivan after these messages. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.